Merci, Monsieur le Président, et merci pour ma.
Thank you, President, and thank you, Ms. Shamika and Sirimane and her team, for the report, which contains very essential and useful elements which will help us to understand the digital economy and to know how to deal with the digital divide between developed and developing countries. It also confirms certain inequalities and the fear over the rapid development of this digital technology. It's very rapid because we're not always all in the same situation. There are very advanced countries and some others that are lagging behind. Some states cannot follow the pace of technological development, unfortunately. Therefore, access to fair financing and close cooperation among all the actors to achieve economic development for all is essential. Thank you, panel, as well, for their presentations. The statement by Palestine concerns aid to fragile countries and partnerships and the priority to be given to aid in various regions, particularly the Middle East, because it has been undergoing conflict for decades now. And right now it's a very difficult situation given the war in the Gaza Strip and with its disastrous effects on the digital economy and the development of that digital economy in Palestine and above all in the Gaza Strip. Partnerships for development and aid to promote electronic trade and the digital economy are essential. Indeed, it is our priority to have a global economy which works for everyone without leaving anyone behind. However, we will need 80 years, for example, to rebuild Gaza and $40 billion for that reconstruction effort. The role of UNCTAD is vital, and research and studies carried out by your department relating to digital economy and technical assistance are highly appreciated by our teams in the field for implementing projects. Several development projects are underway, particularly with your sister organization, the ITC, which is doing work which is very down to earth to help the people and to assist SMEs headed up by women. These are in Jordan and in other areas, but not in the Gaza Strip, where all the projects are at a standstill. We have four project bases online, which are financed by Japan, above all for refugees with disabilities and families whose houses were destroyed during the repeated wars imposed by the Israeli forces. We hope to continue with this project financed by Japan, aimed at sustainable long-term development. Unfortunately, this project has once again been halted right now, and there are major ITC projects which are underway to provide information on the trade and the markets to have better informed decisions to be taken, which is financed by the EU. And this project has been 59% achieved or completed. Also, there is assistance to be provided by digital channels to young people in Gaza, again, financed by JICA, and it is 90% finished. However, everything has been halted in Gaza. We haven't forgotten the assistance by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, France, Belgium, and Luxembourg. Thank you for your support to the SMEs in Palestine. We hope that this support will continue. The very vulnerable and fragile beneficiaries appreciate this inclusive development effort. Thank you.